This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. On the road to becoming the world's second largest economy, China's healthcare system has had a hard time catching up. It's riddled with inefficiency and corruption. Now, that said, experts say it's not as bad as the healthcare system in Russia. As part of our new series, China's Frontier Towns, Rob Schmitz takes us to a spot on China's northeastern border with Russia that is booming thanks in part to Russians crossing the border to seek better medical care.
All the signs inside the waiting room of the Northeast Asia Hospital in this small Chinese city are Russian. So are the patients. They come from Vladivostok, Lake Baikal, and dozens of cities throughout Russia's Far East.
I really like it here, particularly the care I've received. I couldn't walk before, and now I can. Everything is efficient here.
75-year-old Lev Rubinchik spent 23 hours on a train and four more on a bus to come here to treat his arthritic knees. He's with a group of Russians from the remote region of Komsomolsk. His tour guide, Natalia, says she takes groups of medical tourists to China two or three times a month.
They treat their arms, legs, you name it. Older women come because plastic surgery here in China is so affordable.
The city of Huinchun has just 200,000 people. Other cities of this size in China typically have two or three hospitals. But Huinchun has 49 hospitals, most of them focused on treating Russians. Ko Hanqian is a local government official in charge of foreign tourists.
Russians are supposed to have universal medical care, but the system is bureaucratic and patients often have to wait a long time. Specialized care is also really expensive there. Here the prices are low, the service is good, and it's very convenient.
Pretty soon it might become even more convenient. Last month, a bullet train to Huinchun was opened, connecting the city to China's rapidly expanding high-speed rail network. China wants to extend the line to Vladivostok in Russia, and if it does, more patients and more money will follow. Along China's border with Russia, I'm Rob Schmitz for Marketplace.